You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
We continue in our sermon series, Losing My Religion, as we learn about how to live out a grace-based faith, and we've been pitting these two things against one another. Religion, which James often considers to be dead and worthless, versus a dynamic, vibrant faith. And what is that difference in our lives? How does it make a difference? How does faith and religion matter for our lives and for the world? And right here in the book of James that we've been going through for this sermon series, we get to the heart, the very center of James's message for us, for it comes down to how we speak and what we say. How we speak and what we say, because friends, the vast majority of our actions, of our doings, of our works, in and around our lives and the world are through our words. Words matter. Words change things. Words transform. Words can set a life on fire. Words can send a ship a sailing. Words can absolutely flatten somebody's day. And even someone's very life. Words. I want you to take a moment and I want you to go back to the ages of 12 through 16. Those major adolescent years right there. And as you are thinking about those memories, I want you to think about the words that people have spoken to you at those ages. Yeah. You see what's going on in your mind and your memories right there? A whole lot of things are firing off because, friends, words matter. Words that we have spoken to others and words that were spoken to us. Words that change the course of our lives and maybe set off a whole course of our destiny. Words that absolutely devastated us. Words. Words. What words have shaped you? What words have set the course of your life? What words still stick with you and are a plague to your very sense of identity, your very sense of self, your very sense of calling and purpose and mission in the world? What words have caused hope? And what words have ended in absolute hopeless despair for you? Words matter. And when it comes to religion and faith, words, well, friends, look around. I'm in a church sanctuary right now, and guess what? Everything about church, about Christianity, and about every religion that is a major one in the world, it's all about words. What words and how those words are spoken. In fact, we talk about people like me as being ministers of word and sacrament. Word and words. Preaching and speaking and talking and conversing. Words. How will you allow this word to sink down deep inside of you so that the word of God is made flesh, is made incarnate, takes up residence inside of you? And like James says here, isn't one that is mismatched or incongruent, one that speaks cursings and blessings all over the place, but becomes one that is so dynamic that it's more and more blessings that you are speaking into your life and into the world. Will you allow the Word of God to come afresh over you and even be so immersive that the words that have harmed you and hurt you in your past can be washed away? And the words of God, "You are my beloved, in you I am well pleased," be the words that continually flow over you in this continual baptism of the Spirit of God over your life, so that you can go out into the world and live out of that. Live out of those words. Live out of that grace. Live out of that deep sense that I'm okay. And the people that I encounter are loved by God, are made in the image of God, and that if I can bless Father God, as the text says, if I can say, "Hallowed be thy name," that I can look at those who've been made by that hallowed Father, God's children, all people, and see them as sacred and good, and that my words can flow out in a gracious way. Because friends, if they don't, we set the world ablaze. Literally, it burns up in front of us as that negativity comes spewing out of our souls. Or we can change the course of someone's life that has been damaged, that has been hurt, that doesn't find hope today, by speaking good and grace into their lives. How will you shape your relationships this week? How will you encounter a stranger? How will you bump into a friend? How will an acquaintance become an actual friend this week because of the words that come off of your lips and come through your tongue? Words matter, and words create matter as the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. Amen.